VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. South Africa's president-elect Cyril Ramaphosa says he wants to meet with the leaders of other political parties, quote, so we can try and find a way working together.
I will seek to work with all political parties and we'll start it off with wanting to have a meeting with the leaders of all political parties so that we can try and find a way of working together.
Ramaphosa said he understands there are concerns about corruption and mismanagement in state-owned companies. Ethiopia's prime minister is stepping down in what he says is an effort to advance reforms aimed at easing the country's political unrest. Haile Mariam Desalegn submitted his resignation as both prime minister and chairman of the ruling EPRDF coalition, and he hoped the parliament would accept it. In recent weeks, the government has released hundreds of prisoners, many of whom were arrested on charges of terrorism or inciting violence in an effort to ease political tensions. Ethiopia has been going through political unrest since a wave of anti-government protests in 2016, mainly in the southern Oromia region, prompted officials to declare a state of emergency there. And Pakistan is criticizing a new U.S. report saying the South Asian country's weapons are a continued threat to regional American interests. The report says Pakistan's production of nuclear weapons will introduce new risk for escalation dynamics and security in the region. A foreign ministry spokesperson criticized the report Thursday for its singular negative focus on Pakistan. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. In Beirut, Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson talked about